been hearing lately about vaccination passports. Something was brought up on the floor of the Missouri Senate this week in relation to some different legislation. First off, give us a thumbnail sketch of what these passports are.
Well, they're basically a requirement that in order to fly, do business, or what have you, you'd have to show proof of your vaccination in order to enter the premise or engage in commerce, fly, travel. That's highly contentious. And one thing that we're working hard to ensure that we don't go down this real slippery slope, in my opinion.
One of those situations where there's been questions of how legal these are, whether they become reality or not. There's a giant question of their legality right now.
Well, just the thought that a government or anyone could, in order to engage in commerce or to move about freely in a free nation, that you would have to show proof of and injecting yourself with a substance that you may or may not abhorrently agree with or disagree with. It's really concerning. Anyone, in my opinion, would even support such a measure, but the fact that many do, and there's a huge push to try to enforce something like this. So I think that's where we have to step in and just say absolutely not. If you feel this is what's best for you, your medical health, and your decisions, then that's great. We all support that. But to force people against their will, creating a potential second-class citizen, I think is just the absolute wrong way to go about this.
What is being done in the legislature to at least, if not stop it, at least postpone it at some point, in some way?
Well, we passed a measure that would outright ban private entity, airports, or anything for that matter in the state to be able to force this measure. So that's what we're trying to do. I mean, we're just not even going to entertain the fact that we're going to be able to do this. I think that is the correct step. We have too many deeply held constitutional rights. The freedom of movement, I believe, being one of the most essential, and this would be one of the greatest hindrances, especially when these vaccines, I mean, many aren't even classified as vaccines because they haven't gone through the proper testing and vetting and approval process. So this is just, in my opinion, the protection of people's rights, freedoms, do what they wish.
Gets back to what we talked about before, and that's states' rights.
Well, that's right. You know, I just hate to see a federal government think that they can go to this level of forcing. And that's what we see with a lot of these airlines, the federal government telling them that they need to implement this sort of travel ban or precaution. And this is where states do have to stand up and say, you know, it's not going to happen on our watch and in our state. We hate to see that we already see states that are doing this. We just need to, in my opinion, need to be that one that steps out and puts a stop to it.